Our next speaker is Daniel Uza. He's Vice Chancellor of the University of Agriculture, Makurdi, in Nigeria. He began his career as a civil service agricultural chief veterinary officer, and shortly after became chief advisor to the Benue state government on all livestock matters, at which time he also formulated all livestock development policies for the state. In 1981, he was appointed as first general manager and chief executive of the Benue Cattle Ranch, which he developed in collaboration with partners from the U.S. After several years, he began an academic career, which involves teaching and supervision of undergraduate and postgraduate students at the University of Agriculture, Makurdi, in Nigeria. He has served as head of department, dean, and now vice chancellor for the university. And most recently, he has made a case for Africa and Nigeria and developing nations on the challenges of the food crisis, food sufficiency, and improved agricultural methods in developing nations. We welcome you very much.
Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I'm presenting this topic because this is what I've been assigned to present to you. I was here, as it has been said, last year, and I did make a case during the Magee Conference of 2008, a case for Africa, Nigeria, and developing nations on the challenges of food crisis. I did also point out a number of things concerning Nigeria in particular. Today's paper, I'm going to present to you chronicles of food security initiatives that have been carried out in Nigeria since the past 1 year. But before I do that, I'd like to point out right from the beginning that currently in Nigeria there is an escalation of food prices. But what the government has done is it has recently released grains from its silo, which it has stored over the years, and this has been sold out to the public at subsidized rate in order to cushion the effect of the global economic meltdown. That's Africa showing the position of Nigeria, and the map of Nigeria with its vegetational canopy. I'd like to say that the population of Nigeria is 140 million. 80% reside in the rural settings, and the rural households account for 90% of agricultural production, and 70% are resource-poor farmers who are vulnerable to food insecurity. And this group of people, their characteristics, farming, is based on poor technology, inadequate farm input, inadequate infrastructure, poverty, and aging farmers. The initiatives that the government of Nigeria has adopted are several. One is input availability. Seeds are being bred, multiplied, and distributed to farmers. The question of fertilizer, the government used to procure fertilizer and distribute, but now government is withdrawing and handing this over to private sector. And in many states of the Federation as well, there are blending plants for fertilizer that are being established. In case of agrochemicals, this is purely a private sector initiative which get these agrochemicals and sell out to farmers. One initiative which is very important for food security in Nigeria is tractorization program. That shows you the kind of tractors we use in Nigeria. And the tractorization program in Nigeria is mainly a private-public partnership arrangement in which the federal government contributes 15%, state government contributes 25%, and the private sector contributes 60%. In this arrangement, tractors are bought and sold at subsidy to farmers. And the target is to make available 10,000 tractors annually. One other initiative is irrigation. The diagram there shows us the irrigation sprinklers which are used in Nigeria. What we are doing now is 454,000 hectares of land is being brought under irrigation. And this is going to cost the federal government $462.55 billion in the next 5 years. Livestock development is also another food security initiative. And here, a grazing reserve commission has been established in Nigeria and are saddled with the responsibility of providing dams, pasture, and development of stock routes for cattle. Vaccine production is very important, and different diseases of livestock are being covered. And there is also development of disease-resistant dairy, beef cattle, and poultry. On fisheries initiative, fish farms have been established, 50 hectares in each state of the federation. And again, this is a public-private partnership management arrangement. The program also involves training of fishermen groups and cooperative societies. Under this program, an output of about 30,000 metric tons of fish is expected to be produced annually. Storage, of course, is a very important initiative. And currently in Nigeria, 300,000 metric tons of capacity silos have already been constructed. Last month, a contract was awarded for construction of capacities of silo of 1 million metric tons. Community warehouses are also being established with capacity of 2,000 metric tons to 10,000. And also in the various states of the Federation, buffer stocks are being established by the state. The overall objective is to stabilize commodity prices during the time of scarcity and during the time of glut. Processing is another important initiative, and here we are involved mainly with cassava and rice processing. And many of these industries have been established under private-public partnership arrangement. The total cost is estimated at $28.29 billion. Federal government's contribution is 40%, and the private sector 60%. Marketing. 15 market infrastructure centers have been established, and this is at a total cost of 162 million naira. Again, the federal government is contributing 40%, and most of this initiative will be funded by the private sector. Large-scale commercial farming is very important because, as at now, it is smallholders that are producing the majority of food we have in Nigeria. But Nigeria is moving very quickly to large-scale commercial farming. The government has floated a 200 billion naira bond, and loans are being granted at 9% interest rate to various organizations that are involved in farming. To date, a disbursement of 165 $56 billion has been made, and payment is over a period of 7 years. Also, there are special support programs to the various state governments, and these are estimated at $244.2 billion. The federal government is contributing 60% and the states 40% in order that the states can encourage large-scale commercial farming in the various states. Agricultural Extension Service is, of course, very important, and to date, a budget of $25.56 billion has been put up, and 4,500 unemployed youth have so far been trained as extension agents. The target is to train 10,000 extension agents by the year 2010. And the training covers production, processing, poultry, fisheries, and agro-processing. I just want to mention here very quickly that the universities in Nigeria, especially my own university where I'm the chief executive, were taking part in food security initiatives. In our own case, our university was established in 1988 and is one of the three universities of agriculture in Nigeria. Its mission and mandate is aimed at providing prompt solutions to farmers' practical problems, raising farm output and incomes, and accelerating the drive towards national food self-sufficiency. We achieve this by generation of agricultural technologies which are now passed on to farmers, and we have developed so many of these technologies. Suffice to mention only a few of them here. One is on yam miniset technique. Another one is on control of yam beetle using local plant extracts in place of chemicals which are very expensive. Striga weed is a very stubborn weed, and we control it through intercropping. We in the university have also developed a yam harvesting machine whose photographs appear there. This is now going to ease a lot of problem of harvesting of yams for our own farmers. We have also developed several low-cost food processing and preservation techniques. First one on the left-hand side is the smoking kiln, which is used for smoking of fish and other meat products. And the one on the right is a soya gari mixture where soybean is mixed with gari to fortify and increase the nutritive value of gari, which is widely consumed in Nigeria. We also have low-cost solar dryer. Instead of drying on the floor, we have made some of these dryers which are very cheap and can be used by farmers. We also have vegetable slicers, which are very fast and better than ordinary slicing with knives. On production and dissemination of improved planting seeds, we have a seed technology center in the university where seeds are cleaned and graded, and these seeds are also passed on to gravity separator so for separation into various sizes and weights, and these are then packed and sold out to farmers. Extension delivery service is very important, and we have been taking part in this exercise through the Cooperative Extension Center, which now excels in participatory approaches to development. CECE has trained many institutions, communities, organizations, and farmers in Nigeria, especially in extension and research, rice technology, post-harvest technology, and grazing reserve development. We as a university are also taking part in large-scale commercial farming, and we have recently been approved and we've gotten a loan of 2 billion naira out of the 200 billion that has been floated. We're using this for irrigation, processing, and marketing of vegetables, fish farming, and feed milling. And the interest rate, as I earlier said, is 9% to be paid over a period of 7 years. Lastly, this is a very important initiative to us. We have put an arrangement in place, which is actually being finalized now, to establish a center for food security in the University of Agriculture. It will be concerned mainly with agricultural development, policy issues, training programs for large-scale commercial farmers in Nigeria. In conclusion, I'd like to say that steady progress is being made with respect to food security initiatives in Nigeria. The government is putting a lot of funds into development of agriculture. 3 trillion naira is going to be put in the next 5 years. Funds that have been budgeted for this year have been released judiciously, and the emphasis on food security in Nigeria is on private-public partnership development. Government's own role is mainly to provide an enabling environment. We have the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission in Nigeria, which is effectively combating corruption using the due process of the rule of law, which we have in Nigeria. Currently, the banks in Nigeria are being sanitized and reorganized to support agriculture. And recently, the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria granted amnesty to the militants in the Niger Delta who have now surrendered their arms and have embraced peace. And this has marked considerable improvement in our own economy. And because of the stable democratic government which we have in Nigeria in the past 10 years, we are very hopeful that the food security situation in Nigeria will continue to improve, and it is our desire that by the year 2020, Nigeria will be one of the most developed 20 countries. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Professor Uzzah.